Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And now, because you've all been so sweet, another duet for you. They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, I guess it's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I got you. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's always spent. Well, I don't know, we ain't got no plot. Still, I'm sure of all the love we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. When I'm sad, you're a clown. When I get scared, you're always around. Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you, I can't go wrong. So put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
From coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour Thief.
We've got a gorilla for sale, McGill a gorilla for sale. Won't you buy it, take him home and try it. Gorilla for sale. See in the window, McGill a gorilla, full of charm and appeal. Handsome, elegant, intelligent, sweet. I'm really ideal. Don't you want a little gorilla you can call your own? Gorilla will be with you when you're all alone. Gorilla, McGilla, gorilla for sale. Take our advice. At any price, a gorilla like McGilla is mighty nice. Gorilla, McGilla, gorilla for sale.
Wrong cue. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. You all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path, I must say. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of nipple pudding hair pie and cherry-flavored ostrich chips. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shamps. Indeed. All righty, you're listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour, the finest podcast for your money. Of course, it's free, but still, it's a value-added bonus. Then during the week, what am I hearing in the background? Must be the party line. Anyway, during the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed Ben J. Grimm, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. And then on Friday Night Possum. Very similar to this show. A little longer sometimes. Sometimes I'm only on for like 20 minutes, and then the other guys just talk amongst themselves. You never know. It could be anything. All right, well, that about wraps that up. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes. How do you get in touch with us, you ask?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Can you think of a better gift than something that helps a guy look good and feel good every single day of the year? Can ya? From getting busted.
Ah, and there's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
This here's Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's up, man?
Well, celebrating Polecat Day.
Don't you mean Groundhog Day?
Nope. Polecat Day.
But every year in Punxsutawney, PA, a groundhog.
It all started up in Podunk first. When them half Dutch and half Albanian immigrants, they realized that polecats can predict the weather.
What about Punxsutawney Phil, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, Comet. Podunk Phil is the original hoe.
Wow.
See this here old skunk, he sticks his head out of his burrow every February 2nd. How?
And if he sees his shadow, 6 more weeks of winter, right?
No. If he sprays everybody in the face, then it'll be an early spring. Fortunate like, it'll be an early spring. Because I could really use my yearly spring bath by now, if you know what I mean.
I can imagine, man.
Well, best part is, I always make a killing at the ceremony.
How's that?
I got the tomato juice concession. Well, all right, then.
Now, when he was a young boy, he never thought it seemed people stand in line to see the boy king.
Babylonia
came to. If I'd known that lineup just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum.
King Tut.
Buried with a donkey.
Honky Tut.
He's my favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut.
For a mile, he ate a crocodile. He gave his life for tourism.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here.
There he is.
Thank you. What a warm welcome,
sir, of finance and parking. You guys did a smashing job Friday, I must say.
Anchor down. Is everything all right? You got your power going? Everything cool?
That was, I got a, like, internet brownout or something, man.
I think it was North Koreans?
I think it was. Either North Koreans or Ellen. One of the two. She still hasn't forgiven us. And, speaking of unforgiving,
I know my co-host.
Yeah, that was pretty, yeah. You guys could take over for Kathy Lee and Dickhead or whatever. There you go.
Here's an amazing act.
Reiterate, and you guys did a smashing job filling time there Friday. It didn't seem the least bit uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh, man.
And we didn't, I was listening to the archives. We didn't say who the game was. Carrie Fisher, for those who were listening to the archives and scratching their heads.
Carrie funny. Fisher. Too funny. Well, yeah, everything went dead, man. I was listening to you guys for a while, and then, like, I saw Wendy come in, and then everything went gone. And I was really proud of myself, though, because I didn't get all pissed off and shit and start swearing and shit.
Good for you. Good for you.
I just went like, jeez, you know. You just got to watch the little thing spin around and hope for the best, you know?
It is what it is.
I know. It just spun around, and I got nothing and liked it. You know?
And thank you to the Apostles for staying with us during that.
That's very cool, man. That is very, very cool.
They were just playing the game, and I think it was good.
Well, you know.
Don't get much worse than what it did.
Nah. Possum cannot suck. It just never does. Really,
well, we did what we did. At least we had.
Yeah, we tried to make it suck, but we just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, ever since Ron Feldman quit showing up, we've had a pretty good streak.
That's the truth.
It was getting a little
shaky. Any word on
there.
The Reverend? No,
I've heard nothing. I've heard nothing. I assume she'll be here.
She's pulling her grand, you know, late.
But I don't know. I think they might have got nailed up there in the storm of the century there.
I hope so.
We didn't have man. We didn't get
she gonna make. She gonna make her grand entrance.
Yeah, you know.
She's got style and panache.
She's out with her.
She got a new pair of shoes. Going to
That's right.
Absolutely. But hopefully the weather conditions aren't too hazardous up there. Because shoot.
I want to drink beer out of her shoes.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'll go off this 15 year sobriety. I'll go off it.
Give it up,
wow,
sure.
Shoes.
Shoot.
Yeah, that means
probably make me give up smoking.
Do it, Gumby. Don't be.
I'd probably suck down a pack of Marlboros, just to hang out with her.
No way. I'll never smoke again. I'll never ever smoke.
No, I would not either. That is true. Nothing would make me smoke. Well, I don't know.
Not cigarettes.
I never smoked cigarettes.
Yeah. I won't do it.
I don't know. It depends on,
deal with the devil. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't stand when
I cough
people smoke
you can fire up the good stuff. The devil's lettuce.
There you go.
That's why I said I'll never smoke cigarettes.
That's the best side of
it. Wow.
I can't wait to blow something up. What do we got?
You guys watched the Super Bowl last night, of course.
Oh, of course.
Nah, you don't want to know the truth? I watched the last 5 minutes of it, and I saw everything that everyone was talking about today.
Oh, no way.
I'd
already fallen asleep by then.
Well, secretly, I want the Patriots to win, of course, because I'm from Boston originally. So,
I
want them to win. And I'm not sitting here with a jersey on. Or if they lose, I ain't going to cry. But so I just ignore it. I ignore the game. I did it last year. They lost, but I did it. I always do it because I'm not a football dude.
A bunch of millionaires. It's not football anymore.
Well, I was looking. I waited till the halftime and then, of course, did my traditional Facebook halftime poke spectacular. it was fun.
How many did you have this year?
I don't know, man. It went crazy. This year I went a little different. If they re-poked me right away, I kept poking back, man. There was some poking. It was some crazy. It was a poke fest, man.
I got a bunch of those too, and I'm like, wait a minute. With everybody. I told y'all.
Well, that's the tradition. Well, and then, of course, other people had other ideas.
I was just teasing. I was being malty, you know what I mean?
Other people had other ideas, though, of what to do during the halftime show. And I guess now they don't have, Up With People anymore. They haven't booked those guys for a while. Really? Now they have, big-time acts. Rock and roll, the rock and roll.
I'll tell you, I'd rather see Up With Fucking People at this point.
Oh, boy.
Stupid.
I heard that, Dad. Last night they had this fella called Katy Perry. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this character, but apparently the kids are listening to this.
Hey,
she's
so stupid. She sucks so bad. She was married to Russell Brand for 2 minutes.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Wait, Ted, come on, man. I'm going to blow this up, and then I'll give you a cookie. That's getting crazy. All right. Katy Perry not a bad looking gal, but you know,
some of the stuff in it.
You need, you know, that's all you need anymore is good looks, because they got the auto tune, and you know.
Well, she knows she ain't got as much talent as the other folks, so she came out with all that imagery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They cover up their their lack of musical talent with horse shit. So anyway,
we'll never have another Mama Cass.
Oh boy, no, no.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice. Not so much to look at, but you know.
You get her and Gumby and Maude in the room together.
Baby. Now you're talking.
Just relax.
The pants got tired.
We're almost there. All right, so let's blow up Katy Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, try this cheese.
Oh, thanks. My favorite fruit.
You see spots in front of your eyes?
Nah. I used to see triangles.
I knew it. I should have put more rat poison in there.
No, you got to stuff it right up. Why are you... Ow!
Hey, you stupid idiot.
Wait a minute, I can explain it.
Oh, my nose! My poor, poor little cute, lovable nose.
Oh, there, kid. I was a little bit excited.
Oh.
Come on, you!
No!
Oh, no! Oh! Oh!
The Rifleman.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Starring Chuck Connors.
Wilma! You're my type, baby. A woman.
I sure do miss the cowsill. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She had flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Reverend Wendy.
We are boys.
Hello, expert.
Woof.
Hello, Wendy.
Good to have
Hello.
You.
Hello.
You guys can still hear me, right? I'm a little paranoid at this point.
Yeah.
What?
You think?
What's that? Like, that was weird. You know what? I was in kind of a weird mood anyway Friday. It was like serendipity-do, but, you know? Just got word that our good friend and possum, Philly Phil, passed away right before the show. And there was a bit of a crack in my voice. Friday's show dedicated to Phil, and also tonight's show dedicated to our good friend, Philly Phil. We will miss him, and you will miss him too, because just about every show for the last year, he has contributed something to the program. As far as music, a lot of good taste, that gentleman. So,
indeed, sir.
Here is to Philly Phil. Ah, there it was. That was a toast and a drink of my beverage. So, anyway. Wendy, did you watch the Super Bowl there last night? I'll bet you watched it.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you're a big football fan. Was that the greatest ending of all time or the worst ending of all time?
Yeah.
Oh.
It depends who you're rooting for.
Well, yeah, we got another Patriotator on the phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, who's your team? Who's your team usually?
I wanted the Patriots to win.
Oh, were you rooting for Pats? All right.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that was.
And you were justified, too, because they won. Because everyone's thinking, too, at the end of the game, like, Wendy, you fucking suck. You're an idiot. You take that team, and then they win. And you're like, what did you say, fuckface?
My sister's dog, Baby Tank, won $250 in football squares.
Nice.
Dog.
What was he like pooping on the squares? And then
I ain't all kinds of gambling. Go, you know me, I'm all into trying to win money.
What's its name,
well,
Baby
I hope
Tank?
You donate that money
Tank.
To an animal shelter. And
no, I said she needed to get the shock collar that he. She spent $120 on this collar, a shock collar for training, and he chewed it up in like 15 minutes.
He's a badass dog.
And he would not take it back. I'm
yeah.
like, see, he's smart. He doesn't need it. He knows.
Yeah, I bought one of those muzzles. It's not like an old fashioned muzzle. It's like this new kind of muzzle. It's all, you know, it doesn't harm the dog. It's all good and everything. I stuck it on Ted, and he had it off in about 30 seconds. You know, he just like they didn't work.
Who did he?
That ain't happening.
And she bought a bunch of food today with the money, and she's like,
"Oh,
it's not like cool."
Yeah, feed the kids.
Well, Pigfoot got a lot of bitches.
There's no pool again tomorrow. I got work early, so I got a bunch of kids spend the night here. So we'll see what happens. I'll probably come home from work, and there'll be airsoft pellets all over. No, he's like, oh, yeah.
So
and I think son. All he does is shoot his friends 2 minutes after getting it for his birthday. He's like, shoot me. I want to see if it hurts. I'm like, you can't be shooting people.
Not when anyone's looking. Besides, get a BB gun, because you
know. Yeah, so I told him that in the house, and I keep finding them all over the place.
Oh, what a
stupid hurt. The machine's on. Yeah, it doesn't really hurt.
Sometimes it goes off by itself. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I know the feeling.
Happens to the best of us. Yeah.
I was just cleaning my airsoft gun, and I happen to shoot you.
I knew you'd say that, Gumby.
Indeed.
I was thinking of it.
So Wendy, did you get a crap load of snow where you're at?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yep.
We didn't get any. We got like an inch and a half down here. It's crazy. But,
well, last night, my friend down the road, he plowed out my back driveway, and it had to be almost 4.5 feet of snow on each side where he plowed.
Wow.
But yeah, we probably got about 16 inches in like 24 hours, but it's not snowing now, but still takes a while to clear it all. So.
Whoop.
And
yeah,
it's cold
as
shit. So
kids got
none
school
of the
and everything?
Fault or anything. No, no school again.
That's why the kids are hanging out at your crib tonight.
Yeah, because there's no school today and there's no school tomorrow.
That's excellent.
There probably won't be school on Wednesday either.
That means bacon and eggs for breakfast, baby. Oh, yeah.
Until you run out, and all you got left is milk, bread, and eggs. And everyone's just dressed an omelet.
That's right. Our inches. Our inches and our Fahrenheit. We like those, cake.
That's right. Leave us alone, you Canadians. You Commonwealth people. Just leave us alone.
We're the only ones in the world, and we're shaking our fists at everybody else.
That's right. It works by fucking tens, man. It's easier to remember. It works by fucking tens and fives. Fuck off.
That's it. How long it took us to learn that?
Yeah, we're probably really about the size of your foot.
Yeah,
we're Americans. We took all the British shit and fucking made it easier so we could fucking do it.
Right.
Centimeters, schmentimeters. I don't know. I don't think the American public, like at this point, is smart enough to switch over. You know, like unless they put it on cell phones.
Why would you want to, man? I don't want to be like Europe. I don't want to count my numbers and shit. I don't want kilometers.
I mean, that's not just Europe. It's like the entire world is like on.
I don't care.
System.
I don't care. I don't want to be the entire world.
The only fucking ones in the world.
That's right.
Okay, I just looked it up for cake. That means we got about 45.72 centimeters.
Yeah, see, who the fuck knows? There you go. There's a reason not to fuck. We got 42.7179 centimeters. Oh, well, then it was much harder to say 3 inches.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to learn a new system. Fuck that shit, man.
3 inches would be 7.62 centimeters.
Yeah, 7.623. What the fuck is easier to say? You tell me. Think about it, folks. I like
your
my
shit.
Feet, my inches, my yards.
It might sound more impressive when you talk about penis size, though.
That's true. That's
true.
Well, you got me there, Gumby.
Not for those.
We should be proud that we don't know stuff. You go to other countries, they all know how to speak English and stuff, and everyone in England, you know, and like America, they don't know how to speak anything.
Nah.
We don't speak English.
Maybe a little Spanish. Because everyone speaks English. So we don't need to learn your fucking crummy language.
But not well. We don't speak it well.
And we don't spell it very good anymore.
We don't speak it good, do we? Do we, Gumby?
We don't speak it good.
I don't speak so good no more. You know what I'm saying?
I speak English right.
They don't teach nothing right. All they teach is how to feel good and to win a prize. They don't teach you no math and shit. They just teach your special. Your special.
Citizenship. Yeah. Don't shoot. Don't torture small animals.
So what happened Friday? Everyone's like, Wendy, sign into the switchboard. I'm like, I don't know any of those passwords or any of that stuff.
Well, actually, Gumby.
To give it to Gumby for...
I was going to give it to Daddy Chase. I had him call it. for working. But I figured I'd let it ride out.
Well, why didn't you call?
Well, you should for an emergency.
Yeah.
You could have
just, like, hung up and called back in. Yeah. and you'd been the host.
Oh, see that?
Wow, he would have been promoted.
You'd have been Commodore
the
Pro Term. Yeah.
Man, look! We just broke the fucking glass ceiling here on Parson Island.
Yeah.
He's asking it out to a woman.
You could do this. You could do this.
Cocksucker!
If you wanted. You could do
this.
No!
I could have checked that.
Yeah.
Before I went back.
Yes!
We
gotta write that down.
You could have even done this. Oh, what fun.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
I did do that just a minute ago.
Well, you'll have that.
That's right. We 21st century possum. We ahead of the curve. Bring fairness and equality.
I was just watching the thing go round and round going, for crying out loud. Like, my internet's down. I can't even watch porn here. You know, what am I going to do with myself?
Oh,
actually, we was concerned. Gumby was private messaging me that he maybe was smoking crack or something. He's like, smoking crack again. And then I was like, if you got his address, call 911. Maybe he had a stroke.
Well, no, the funny thing is, maybe the problem's at the cable company, you know, where I get the internet and shit. So I grab my Jim Crack, my little, Captain Kirk style flip phone, and I dial the cable company, and voice goes, "We're sorry, but your phone has been deactivated. Please charge it up with more minutes." You know, phone ran out of shit there about a week back. So.
Man, it was like a comedy of errors. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So
Now Captain Kirk's all charged up with minutes, and we're ready to roll, man. I can handle anything. Who's your messiah now? You know what? I feel like a quickie. You feel like a quickie? I feel like
Oh, yeah. We need a quickie.
Here we go. Quickie.
Lily, hello. On every tree there sits a bird singing a song of love. On every tree there sits a bird, and everyone I ever heard could break my heart without a word, singing a song of love. A song of love is a sad song, for I am loved and so. A song of love is a... Wait, I don't remember. I'll look at it. I'll sing it over again. Lily, halily, I love the same sex. On every tree they sits a bird, singing a song of love. On every tree they sits a bird, and everyone I ever heard could break my heart without a word, singing a song of love. A song of love is a sad song. Lily, I love. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. Song of love is a sad song, for I have loved and it's all. I sit at the window and watch the rain. I, Lily, high low. Tomorrow I'll probably love again. I, Lily, high low. A tear for him and a tear for me. A tear for the one he swore. A tear for me and one for me. And one for under the willow tree. And one forever, my love, maybe. Then I shall weep no more. Song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily, hi, love. Song of love is a song of war. Don't ask me how I know. Song of love is a sad song. I have loved and it's so. I sit at the window and watch the rain. Hi, Lily, hi, love. Now I'll probably love again. Hi, Lily, hi, love.
Wow, that was
don't ask me how I know.
I went,
Yeah, that made me want to drink more liquor. That
yeah, I think I'm going to start smoking crack after that.
Oh,
yeah, the immortal Sam Sachs, ladies and gentlemen.
So much for recovery.
That's right.
Who needs Sachs? Here they are, the Possum Lounge. Bunch of sad sacks. Kids who I love. Here they are. Beth Ann Sands here. She hasn't been here for a while.
Ben.
Yay, everybody. Welcome.
Everybody pinch her on the tookie. Yeah.
Yay.
Give her a tookus snacky there. Boing. Yeah. Welcome back, Nibble. And there is the guy I can't pronounce. Miguel Nanin.
Huh? There you go. There you go. That's it. You nailed it.
Close enough. Close enough. Welcome, sir. And there is Daddy G from the Daddy G Show. A Night with Daddy G right here on Blog Talk Radio, Saturdays at 9 Eastern Time.
Fun time.
It this week. I had guests this week. I had guests till midnight. Yeah, it was entertaining, man. I had the hors d'oeuvres and everything. It was quite nice. All right, and there's Doc. I'm sure it was a great show, though. You know, I wish I'd have been there.
Good time.
And there's Dr. Cake, and it would not be a show without Dr. Cake. And she requests that once again we blow up her dentist. So.
Oh, no. You know why? Because he's a Canadian dentist, and he's counting your teeth on the metric system. So he's got it all fucked up.
That's it. That if you lived in this country,
that's right. Your teeth would be shiny like gold.
Yep. All right, there he is, the man with many pains in his ass today.
Yes,
DT Trenton. He's fallen down. What is it? 33 times today. Yeah. And
wow, man, you need to get those Griffin's
really
for his shoes.
Was it the laundromat steps?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He kept falling over and over.
The laundromat is out to get you anyway. So
it was one of those Groundhog Day things, you know, where it just keeps going over and over and over again.
He kept walking on the exact same spot.
Holy Free Holies, it's guest 10242. Our old pal, guest 10.
I remember him from the very first show.
Yeah. All the memories.
His hair looks shorter now, though.
Yeah, yeah. Got that toothpick, though.
And before we go too far, remember Gigantor was here. Our good friend Gigantor.
Oh, that's right, Gigantor Space Age Robot. I'm sure he had an important mission on some faraway planet.
He can't get back in. He was somehow good at that. Can't get back in.
See, it's when you sign in too early. Reverend Wendy was right. When you sign in too early, it fucks everything up. If you wait a minute, wait till 10:01 to sign in.
There you go.
I'm telling you, that's just the way blog.
But then you'll miss that hilarious first minute of the show.
That's
But I mean, there's no other way.
That's all the comedy
wait 10
is
seconds.
Right there.
By the way, Wendy, nice shoes. I like your shoes.
My shoes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Nice shoes.
All
pretty.
Right. All right. And there he is.
I want to hear that.
There he is. Shoeless Omer Bouvier, ladies and gentlemen. He's sleeping one off right now. Yeah, he's sleeping one off over there.
I got some
cold bottle
sandals he can borrow if he ain't got no shoes.
Don't disturb him. Get his beauty sleep, and by God, he needs it. And there's Maggie C. Adorable Maggie C with the melodic voice.
Uh-huh.
Somebody just
hypnotic.
Oh, that was the guest. Hypnotic voice, yes.
And a Malt Liquor Man Stalker.
And speaking of Malt Liquor Man Stalker.
I like it.
It's Malt Liquor Man up here. Malty's here. How about Malt Liquor Man? The multi-talented asshole. And
did you just get a
time warp or something? Like, is this the longest shout outs ever? This is like the third song I've had. It's time for the 3 minutes already. We're not even done. We haven't even said Ope yet. Our old pal Opie.
Opie.
And this week, I swear, Opie, I'm getting the major award. We're gonna go look tomorrow. I know just where to look to. All right. I know where they're hiding.
Our trash day?
Nah, Goodwill Tuesday. All right, there he is. Porcupine Bob. Hi, Bob.
My name.
Hi, Bob.
Bob. Bob around.
Delicious. And there she is, ladies and gentlemen. Football's most lovely fan.
Oh. Alpha.
The lovely Reverend Wendy.
Hey.
Oh. Okay, and last but not least, bringing up the rear and checking out all the ladies' feet. It's
yes.
Minister of Parking and Finance. The amazing Professor R.J. and his Gumbies.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lowry.
And super host Commodore Decker.
Yeah.
As the Beaver.
Wow. That was really weird. Did you notice that time warp thing? Get sucked in that vortex with me as we all. I don't know what the 3 minutes is. What is the 3 minute? Oh, I got the 3 minute. Wow. Okay. I suggest if you have any of the brown acid, take it now. You'll thank me in the morning. But indeed, here it is. Time once again.
Thank you in the morning.
3 minutes. Never get back. Tonight is no exception. Professor R.J. Gumby brought this to the morning meeting today. Fortunately, nobody else showed up, but nonetheless.
So is it.
Then yeah. It was a true meeting of minds.
So
left
indeed.
Brain and right brain.
It's a middle brain thrown in now for good measure.
Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of brains, it's all about what's in your head. Your
it's all
your
about
mind.
The base.
It's all about the potato heads.
Speak.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
You never know what you're going to get on the 3 minutes. That's the thing.
See, now, I heard that this morning, and
never
I thought to myself,
know.
I thought, that was that band is almost good.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. They almost had it going on. They should have got rid of that harmonica player.
Missed
they
it by
dumped
that
his ass.
Yeah,
they did, too, like, you know?
It needed
like,
kazoos.
They could have been part of that scene. They could have been.
More cowbell, I thought. But,
I just think it's fun. Like, the band was almost there.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
I was best man at their wedding.
I hired them at for my wedding band. That'd be awesome. It was
all
like,
right, here we go.
The marriage that was almost good.
This morning at Gobbler's Knob, I like that. Gobbler's
Excuse
Knob.
Me?
If that doesn't put you in mind of good times, Gobbler's
that's like Intercourse, Pennsylvania, and Dick, Pennsylvania.
But anyway, at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, this morning, Groundhog Phil saw his shadow, which supposedly calls for three more weeks of winter. But as we had heard earlier in the show, Podunk Phil sprayed everybody in a mush, so spring is here. But anyway, they started this thing in 1877, and since then, he's seen his shadow 101 times, and there's only been 17 instances where he didn't see his shadow. And then there were 9 years where he was drunk and didn't show up.
All right. Yeah.
Those were the good years.
He bitches. That's his problem. He bitches.
Yeah, there was no weather after that, though. That was the bad thing. So.
The entire atmosphere just stopped existing.
But that's the long and short of it. I don't think there's going to be six more weeks of winter because we haven't had 6 weeks of winter yet, man. Where are they going to come up with more winter? There's no winter out there.
And see, all it means you're going to get more snow up there where you guys live. I got a bunch of rain, and then the next day you guys got a bunch of snow. That's all. That's all it means.
See, both of you deserve weather, man.
That's right. We got a low pressure front in my pants.
Lovely.
And it's bubbling over.
Lovely. History has been made for only the third time in recorded history. A man is arrested for driving drunk on a Zamboni.
Yes. Oh, you should have had him guess.
Yeah, they all do.
Here's the question. Where was he?
Well, he's in
Minnesota, right?
Minnesota, and he's or no, North Dakota.
See another state that gets a bunch of snow. And what else are you gonna drive around? You can't use your lawnmower.
Well, it was like a high school girls' hockey game, though. That's kind of the unseemly part of it, you know.
Look, you hang around a bunch of high school girls more than 5 minutes, you're gonna want to fucking drink too. Like, oh, my God, shut up.
Oh, they're the worst.
You can't even ride a Zamboni. Oh, my God.
According to the police report, the man was recklessly careening around the sports arena, and he was bouncing the Zamboni off the sideboards, and he smelled a booze.
He just yelled, fuck it, I'm going in, dummy.
Well, they got to hassle a brother, you know?
Oh,
it happens. And the other one is this one. I didn't read the whole thing on this, but this came right before the show. I guess they were talking about it on the Derek and Kay show. So you guys know
more
about
it than
I do.
Yeah.
The uncle sought to circumcise boy. He's out to circumcise his kid with a kitchen knife, a butcher knife.
That's you.
Why is he? Oh, it was his nephew. Okay. Why is he doing this?
Uncle Larry Leroy Floyd.
Uncle Floyd.
Uncle Floyd, right.
He says, bro, I tried to circumcise him, he told his brother.
Why didn't that register until just now? Because
I know.
How'd that get by me? I mean, it did, but it kind of slipped me, until just now.
Uncle Floyd.
Oh.
What a kitchen knife. What a butter knife.
I thought if it was the real Uncle Floyd, he used a pork pie hat.
Oh, man, that had to hurt.
This dude, if you look at the picture, if you put the link up and you look at this dude's picture, man, he don't look like a nice dude. Like, I don't care if you're my brother. You ain't watching my fucking kids.
No, and there's, you know, the tattoo on the neck, to me, that's a little off-putting. For, you know,
that's
when
a giveaway.
I meet someone.
That's the giveaway. Okay.
The neck tattoo kind of says, I'm a creep. You know? I don't know.
Any tattoo above the neck or above the neck.
I would only trust a circumcision with Soupy Sales, not Uncle Floyd.
Soupy Sales, yes. That would be good.
Do it.
Yeah, well, you can look at this gentleman.
I would trust Don Rickles as well.
Okay, there you go.
Did you ever see that movie where Soupy Sales played Moses?
Yeah,
he comes
what was that?
I'll bet it was
And God Spoke was the name of it. And God Spoke. And they got Pepsi to sponsor the movie, so he had to carry down the 2 tablets and a 6-pack of Pepsi from the mountaintop.
Bees Do It. Was it Bees Do It?
No. And God Spoke.
And God Spoke was the name of it? Okay.
And remember, and Real Jan was in that, too.
Yeah, I see that a long, long time ago.
Oh, it's a funny movie. Check it out. I think Blockbuster Video.
I've never seen it.
It's in the Dollar Rack at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, you'll find it at your local grocery store in the $3 bin of movies.
Oh, some entertainment news. I know Malky will like this. Where's the entertainment news here?
Oh, I hope it's sugar, right? Sugar?
All right. No, it's, I had this for Friday, but since I... anyway, this is really funny. That whole bullshit thing with that Clint Eastwood movie and, you know, the sniper movie and then Michael Moore says, blah, blah, you know, like, you know, what the fuck? Nobody, you know, Clint Eastwood didn't blow you shit about your crappy movies. You know, shut your fucking mouth. Anyway, hey, so this story is really funny. 10 years ago, Clint Eastwood stood up in front of the National Board of Review Awards dinner and announced that he would kill Michael Moore if he ever came to his house with a camera for an interview, referring back to that pathetic part in that movie where he assaulted, what's his head there?
Heston. Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston, yeah, which, you know, he won an Academy Award for that piece of crap movie. I was embarrassed when I was watching that, man. Like,
which one?
Fucking leave this old man alone, you fat fuck. You know? I mean, so you don't agree with him. Get out of there. You know? You're embarrassing me and everybody involved.
Well,
the only good
movie
he did was
American.
Everybody
got one of them.
Yeah. Well, his first movie, Roger and Me, was really good. But the one he won the award for, right? Bowling for Columbine was a piece of crap, man. So was Fahrenheit 9/11. Yeah, and that was horse shit.
I didn't see that either.
And horse droppings. But anyway,
I do. But see, that's the reason that I want to be like Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be like Cliff. Although that is badass, and I hope he really did say that to Michael Moore.
I'm sure he did.
If you ever show up on my front lawn, I'll shoot you.
I'll tell you what.
When
Eastwood says he's going to kill me,
I'm
going to listen up. I'm going to listen up, bro, because he's a bad motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if 90 years old. He'll be kicking my ass.
He's like one of them. He's in
the grave.
Yeah, exactly. I would not. Nope.
No. Yeah.
Ain't getting in his grave. He's cool.
Nah.
We're
cool.
We're cool,
man.
We're cool, man.
We're cool, brother.
He's way cool,
man. We are so cool.
I don't care what kind of movies he makes. I mean, he's made a couple I didn't really care for, but most of the time he's a fucking good movie
yeah.
he puts up there, man.
Yes. That tightrope. I could relate to tightrope.
There you go. Ooh.
I bet you could. I like that one where he played the DJ. What was that one?
Oh,
play
Misty for me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's it. That movie was kind of, I was like, damn, dude, where's your six shooter, brother?
That's the first movie he directed.
That's right. That's right. That's what started it all. Indeed. And then that episode of Mr. Ed, who will ever forget that?
I think that is burned into our hearts.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight of his career. Showed up on Ed. Here's kind of a sad story, but I don't know. I'm always drawn toward irony, you know, in these stories. I like irony.
Too many Mad magazines growing up. That's probably
your problem. I know. Too much parody and satire. But this gal, Kay Grayson was her name, and she was affectionately known as Bear Lady. She lived in Columbia, North Carolina. She was known
bear
for beating
as
the
in
bear.
Naked?
Yeah, that's
as, no, as bear, as in growl, you know. Yeah. So she was known, she
like
would
the,
feed
the
bear.
I like
bears.
The she, Bear Lady.
She'd call them out and, pour dog food around and coax them out of the woods, and then some of them she'd even feed by hand. Unfortunately, she was found about 200 yards from her trailer last week, dragged into the woods by...
Can I guess that she was mauled to death?
Sure.
She was mauled
what do you
to
know?
Death, right?
Mauled by a bear.
I think her cousin was quoted as saying, "I did not see that coming."
I mean, what a coincidence. So
that's right. I play Russian roulette for a living. Guess how I died?
That's like that movie Grizzly. You ever see that?
No.
I think I did.
Yeah, a documentary
I
on this goofy bastard that likes
to
go out in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah, that dude,
yeah.
The bear man.
Bear man,
Bear man, bear woman. Bear chested, bear arms.
Finally, ripped the shreds.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's why I call him the idiot man.
Grizzly man, what it's called, grizzly man.
Yeah, I imagine it's one thing to be like that dude that got hit by that fish, the Australian dude.
Oh, yeah.
But it's another thing to like.
The stingray.
No, the stingray.
Yeah,
okay. The craggy guy.
Okay,
I got you.
The cozy, But it's another thing to go constantly poking the bear. That's why they say poking the bear.
Don't be poking the bear. Don't be poking the bear. Now, here's a job opportunity for everybody. There's a group of medical students. They set up a stool bank, and they're seeking samples. Yeah. And they use these for what they call fecal transplants. So,
what
for,
is it?
40 fecal transplants.
Right.
Yeah, it's people suffering from C. difficile. It's some kind of treatment that cures a fecal transplants. I don't know how they transplant
it. I read about this. Heard about this like about a year and a half ago. It's been around for a while,
Yeah, so now, for 40,
and stuff, but,
40 bucks of poop. 40 bucks of poop. So you make like 250 bucks a week just pooping.
I could be a millionaire in a year and a half.
Bring your coffee cans over.
You have to pass a 109-point clinical assessment before
never mind. I'll just
approved.
Never mind.
Forget
it. I'll just drink some more malt liquor and wait.
50 grams of poo.
That thing
is going to save one person. 50
grams of poo.
50 grams of poo.
Imagine that. Like, we should write a movie script about the poo, and it's like they insert the poo, and then the poo's old owner takes over. You know, they want that kind of deal.
Yeah.
The soul
like
of the poo.
Head.
That's right.
Scream.
I see that. 50 grams. What's that in Canadian?
Get constipated, you go broke. I reckon. All right.
That's
pull the string.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Petty and the Heartbreakers. Not
it
the
sounded
original.
Just like it. It sounded just like the original. What's the
use
of doing a remake?
Or
same thing.
It was different. It's some drums in there. And, doing doing doings. I think somebody was playing the Afghanistan on that.
You know, I was pissed off at your MTV last night, bastards.
What'd they do?
Well, You know how they took off Route 66, and now they only show it on Sunday nights, or
I seen it come on last night. Yeah. What's your problem?
Well, you had it. BTV closed down. It shut down on me. It wasn't working last night. Right at that time. Then it came back on at 4 o'clock, saying, "Please stand by." And all they played was commercials for an hour. Bastard.
You got
I waited
off,
all week
dude.
For this show. I didn't think they did a show.
Oh man.
I wanted to know what time Buzz were up to.
That's what you got to put up with when you get the free stuff, and even with the pay stuff sometimes too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the free stuff. Cozy TV has just been Dick Van Dyke's face, like pixelated for like a couple of days now.
Really?
Dick Van Dyke going weird. Yeah.
I've been watching it. It's fine.
Yeah. I got a real bad thing.
Did you say Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke. Yes.
I think the chairs against the wall. Well, you can't type it in the chat room. I know that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wendy.
You can say asterisk K Van Dyke. That's how you know.
Penis Van Lesbo is what you got to write.
There's that Van Leuven. Ah. Who's Sam Van Leuven?
What about Jerry Van Dyke?
There you go.
I don't know.
I don't know. My mother to
call. They used to call him Old Jerry Cam.
Yeah, Jerry Van Dyke. Yeah. You know, he almost quit show business at one point.
Who? Jerry did?
Yeah, Jerry. He was up for the role in the Newhart show, you know, the one where he was the innkeeper. He was going to be a handyman.
Okay.
And at the last minute,
Tom Poston
took the gig. He was gonna give up the show biz right there. Hung in there, got the coach gig.
Which was great. He was terrific in that.
He was. He finally found his niche. And there, speaking of niches, is Dr. Gloom. Welcome to the Possum Lounge, Dr. Gloom. Another luminary.
Where the hell are you been?
The room. And, yes, we've just been talking about Dick Van Dyke.
Why don't you do the whole Possum report again for Dr. Gloomy?
Okay, we'll go back. you missed some important stuff. Yeah.
I got an idea. Let's pretend the show fucked up again. Then we can all just hang
out. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
All right, now we're not going to do that. There we go. Yeah, baby. Woo!
Oh.
Yodel. Did I hear Dr. Cake say yodel?
Oh, yeah. I've got a yodel.
I'll squeeze a little more out of this tune, though. It's pretty jazzy here, baby. Yeah!
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
This is like a Possum Telethon music or something. All right. Everybody call in. Make those pledges. Here's a $20 pledge from Carl over in Podunk. Thank you, Carl. I'm thinking of you. Oh, man. I have a very suspect yodel tonight.
Yeah?
It's suspect. Yeah. It was an idea, it was a whim. It was what Ronald Reagan used to call a notion. And then he'd sign that notion into law. But this is a notion I signed into Possum.
Okay. Right.
I second that notion.
Yeah. It's still pretty kipper.
Pretty gip. Go, baby.
Start yodeling. Hold it.
Okay.
Yodel-ay, what's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Hiya,
babe.
Don't think around like that, eh?
Hello.
Oh. My yodel.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him again?
Jesus. You can't hear me.
Oh, there you
go.
There he is.
What?
Am I there?
Uh-oh. What the hell going on?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, shit, man.
You're okay now. You're okay now.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last, though.
Uh-oh.
Good. I think we're in bad shape here. Yeah, doing the same thing as
we're losing him. He's crackling.
He's crackling
like this time.
He's crackling.
Got the chick with us.
Good grief.
Dang it.
Can you hear me now?
Keep singing.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVDs. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E and he's working on B. Digs C and W and R and B and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow, guitar man. He's a guitar man. He's all you can stand. Give him a hand, guitar man. He's got a girl named Jane with no last name, kind of homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane.
Baby, baby, oh baby,
well, they got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunky and sing boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight and their voices unite in the pale moonlight and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wow.
I can hear you.
We dodged a bullet on that one.
Woo. I was praying to Shep, baby.
Oh, Shep, man.
Came through.
All right. Well, man.
That was
that
a was good
going
yodel.
Poo-poo.
I didn't start that yodel.
Yeah, a yodel in
yodel.
There.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shut up, baby. I'm trying
to like with a jungle yodel.
Yeah. Parson was a yodeler, man.
That's
one of the original yodelers. You think that is? That's an African yodel.
Uh-huh.
you got a Swiss yodel, Western yodel, African
uh-huh.
yodel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of sounded like Barney Rubble was in the background, too.
Yeah, keep a little Barney Rubble in there for good measure.
I haven't heard that song in ages, man. Good to bring that back.
I don't know. It hit me this morning. I thought, that has a yodel in it, doesn't it? Something weird, yeah. Different.
My favorite Ray Stevens song, right? Remember that?
Refresh my memory.
Jeremiah Peabody's Polyon Saturated Quick Dissolving Fast Acting Pleasant Tasting Green and Purple Fills.
Wow, that's an easy one to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got
that written in the back
it,
of his underwear.
We can make a little.
Yeah. Give us a few lines.
That's all I remember is the title.
Okay. Well.
How great is it?
Okay. I still haven't ever found a reasonable copy of the song with the longest title. Maybe it was never recorded. I don't know. The Hoagy Carmichael.
Well, what's the longest song title?
Hoagy Carmichael wrote, "I'm a cranky old yank and a clanky old tank on the streets of Yokohama with my Honolulu mama playing those beato beato flat on my cito Hirohito blues."
Leave it to
Hoagy. There's a clip of Japanese kids singing that. Yeah, it's
I'm
going to
ruin this my favorite song once I memorize it. So what's your favorite song? Oh, the Bahama Mama.
Well, when we were like,
I don't even remember not one word of it.
Yeah. When we were like 12 years old, man, we all got the Guinness Book of World Records. That was the big thing. You had to get Guinness Book of World Records
and
read that from front to back. And the fat twins on the mini bikes and the longest song title, all that good stuff. So what, Wendy? What world record?
I actually have one.
You have a world record, or a...
Yeah, if I could beat a world record,
I
can
float. Oh, you know what? I believe you.
Like for a really, really, really long time.
Yeah, I'm sure you're buoyant.
Like you could throw me in the ocean, and I'd feel confident that I could get to land. No, I'm a strong swimmer.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Very buoyant.
Very buoyant.
It's probably about like the best thing I could do.
That'd be cool.
Other than that, I don't whistle well or whatever. Yeah. I can't eat a lot of hot wings or whatever in those things.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I might have been able to do one of that.
I'm not the smallest dog. Not the tallest girl, so it'd probably be it.
Well, remember Mr. Obvious? He was going to jump the English Channel while holding a shopping bag full of bricks.
Right. Ron Obvious.
Ron Obvious.
Then he was tunneling to Java after that.
And he was going to eat the cathedral.
Yeah.
That was the... Who were the brothers there? The dude that was sponsoring them. Who was the guy?
The Gangster Brothers. I forget their names now.
Yeah, the Shifty Wops is what they're
called. Fricata Brothers?
That's what they called them.
Fricatis? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've wasted almost 90 minutes listening to Possum Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for that sacrifice.
Yeah, good job.
And it's only because of you that, life can go on in this country. Without you, it's anarchy. It's hell in a handbasket. We're swirling
down
the
drain. They're talking about cheese sandwiches and everything. They're not even listening to us.
Cheese sandwiches? crazy time. Well, no two-hour possum tonight, Bob, because Wendy's got to get up in the morning.
Yep.
You know?
It's a Monday thing now. 90 minutes.
Yeah, not me, though. Yeah. My buddy's coming over tomorrow. Probably crack a couple beers.
There you go.
Kick back, relax, have a few laughs. You know? He might not have any beers because he goes, he always stops by. He goes to the hospital once a month, stops by. You know, sometimes his blood's two something or other. He can't have a beer, but hopefully his blood's good. He can crack a natty or two with me. That'd be nice.
All right. So it's all up to the blood.
All
right.
It's all up to the blood thing. Yeah. All right. Well, what shall we sing out to? The tequila?
Yeah.
I want to.
It's easy.
Do a shot of tequila.
It's a lot easier than the longest song title.
Yeah, if we could find that, would be a good sing out, though. Because by the time you sang the first line, it would be over. All right. Well, thanks everybody for coming. I'm so glad the internet held in there right toward the end. It was like, oh boy.
Hey, Vegan. We just made it, kids.
We were cursing VCR out. There was.
Nah, it's my cable provider. I'm going to call him tomorrow and say, look, man.
Thanks, guys.
I could be crapping out during my show. Shitheads.
Tell him we'll blow him up Friday.
We will blow him up. Oh, we didn't blow up Bud. Cake Stennis. We'll do that right before we beam out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cake Stennis.
Yeah. We want to make sure we get every bit of that mofo. Indeed. Natty. What you got, Wendy?
Beast.
What you got, Wendy? Oh, Beast.
Beast.
Yeah. No nonsense brewskis there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I'm on a low budget.
I dig, baby. This is America. This is Obamaville, baby. We're all stepping and fetching.
Both has grain alcohol, from what I understand.
I got some pine cone liquor.
Wait a minute, man. All right.
Sitting in the still.
Natty Light. You can get them Natty Ices. That's very comparable to the Beast.
Yeah, they don't sell them everywhere.
Oh, well, that's a
They strange. Actually taste a little bit better, and they're about the same price, but they don't carry them everywhere. They're kind of a special treat when you find them.
Oh, I like the way she says
it.
Yeah.
A natural right, ice. Yeah.
Here it is. Natty's. Here's Cake's Dentist. Oh, crap. I'm stuck in the transporter buffer here, floating around. My atoms aren't coming together quick
One
enough.
One of my nephew's friends got his braces on, so the kids were going, put them back on. You look weird without your braces. It's like $500 to $600 a month to have braces for your kid.
Oh, boy.
It's like a new Cadillac, man.
Dodge that bullet here, thank God.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
Well, good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
Right
there,
please.
Bye!
Take me where the living is easy. Baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, I'm traveling light, cause I might be going far. Take another patrol on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town, I gotta go right now. Just take me where the living's easy. Maybe that's where I'll be found.
I said, give me a ticket, please. She said, boy, where are you going? I said, that's all right with me. I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Y'all take me where the little Jesus. That's where John Lee will be found. Taking another bit cold on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Everywhere's a living Jesus. Baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, Lord, Lord. Can I pick?
Keep a possum down.
If I had all my gear set up, we could have done something. Like, we could have played music at least. I could have played music.
Yeah. I mean, as corny as it is, there's something about the background music that makes listening to people talking more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'll notice a lot of times. We're not working from a script. We're just kind of jib-jabbing amongst ourselves, you know?
Well, and a lot of times we'll be talking and there'll be like a jazz tune in the background and we kind of riff to the tune, you know? I noticed that, you know, in the thing, and it gets the rhythm of the conversation going and sometimes leads to hilarity. So, yeah, it's cool. Anyway. So I guess we'll be back here Friday. I was hoping she'd hang out for a minute because I wanted to see if she wanted to do 2 hours on Friday.
Yeah, I'm out
there. Okay. I ain't working Saturday. Man, what's February? Man, my February calendar.
Yeah, that's the shit.
There's a tumbleweed
blowing across it.
Tumbleweed's going across that week, and then that week, and then I'll get something before the month's out. But I got one commission, but I ain't gonna buy but a day's worth of groceries.
Yep.
Anyway, Omabamaville. That's what we got. Omabama. Thank you, Professor Obama. Well, we've come to the end of another exciting episode. I'd like to thank the lovely Reverend Wendy. She holds the world record for buoyancy. That reminds me of the time Pat McCormick made a joke about Carol Wayne's pit on this show.
Yeah.
how she never drowned because her tits were so big, and then she drowned in a pool. That's how she died. How fucked up was that?
Really? Who was that? Tom Arnold said it to who?
Pat McCormick said to Carol Wayne. And, I saw the thing after she had died, you know, and I was like, oh, holy shit, that ain't funny.
Well, you know she was murdered, right?
Oh, really?
They were in Italy. She had a boyfriend. And they said there was a big argument between the two of them, and she went out for a walk, and he left Italy. Took her luggage and left it there at the Los Angeles airport. And they found her dead. She fallen off a cliff into the water.
Yikes.
But it's pretty suspicious this guy just leaves.
she didn't float. Anyway, Professor R.J. Gumby, impeccable. Thank you, sir.
Fun time, sir.
And Mr. Licker, Mall Licker Man, a multi-talented individual. Thank you, sir.
Oh, I do what I can.
You do what you do. We all do what we do. And special thanks to Guitarzan. We're very, very suspect, Yodel. And here's one for Philly Phil. Philly, wherever you are, buddy. I hope there's plenty of good tunes.
And good
night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Ooh, and some of them Philly sandwiches. You know the kind.
Oh, yeah.
Philly cheesesteaks. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, good night, Malty.
Good night, Malty.
What's the matter? To say daylight sneaking through the window, and I'm here in this cafe. I'm walking to and fro beneath the moon, out where the trucks are rolling slow. Watch the river flow. Wished I was back in the city. Stood out here on this sand. With a sun beating down on a chimney top. One I loved was close at hand. Watch the river flow. People disagree on just about everything. Makes you stop and wonder why. Why is only yesterday I saw somebody out on the street. Just couldn't help but cry. Old man River keeps running. No matter what gets in the way and which way the wind does blow. As long as it's like that, I'm just gonna sit right here and watch the river flow. Watch the river flow. Thank you.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.